Good afternoon, brethren. It's great to be back with all of you. Myself and my family, we certainly have missed you the past 2.5 months. I can say we did have an enjoyable summer. As a family, we traveled 12,000 miles. We visited 31 different states, and we participated in 2 United Youth Camps. So we had quite a summer. Both of the camps are outstanding, just like Mr. Luker said last week about the camp down in Oregon. I'd probably say the most exciting news that I have to report to you is that Melody's health this summer has been outstanding. She's had just about no problems all summer. She felt great throughout our travels. She's been able to expand her diet somewhat. And I just want to say from the bottom of our heart, each one of us in our family want to thank you for your prayers, because they do and are making a difference. I do want to say, although she is doing well, I would like to continue to ask for prayers in her behalf, because during the last 3 years, this time of year, as we get into the feast, this is the time of year that she's started to come out of remission. So she's had a great summer, and we're just hoping and praying that that continues throughout the rest of the year. Well, this afternoon I'd like to share with you a unique animal. The Bible is filled with references to different animals: eagles, bears, lions, fish. And speaking of fish, the word fish is mentioned 60 different times in the Old and New Testament. And I'd like to talk about a fish, but it's not a fish that is talked about or mentioned directly in the Bible. Today I would like to share with you lessons that we can learn from the jellyfish. And you might say, the jellyfish? What in the world is Keith going to share with us about the jellyfish? Well, 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to be at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. I've been there many times, as my mother-in-law lives in that area, so we always make it a tradition to go there. But this time, they had a unique, special presentation that they'll have for a number of months, and it was called Jellies, a Living Art. And the jellyfish at the Monterey Bay Aquarium are very unique. They vary in color. They're white, they're red, they're blue, they're orange. Some glow in the dark. Some have these neon lights that sparkle and flash. They're just absolutely fascinating, and they just have a unique beauty to them. So with things that I learned at the aquarium, and I did some further research, I found that there's a lot that we can learn from the jellyfish. So I'd like to share some of the research that I found. One of the quotes that I found, and I certainly concur with this, is jellyfish are one of the most beautiful and awe-inspiring creatures of the ocean, and certainly one of the most popular attractions at the aquariums, and it certainly was at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. But despite their beauty, I think there's some other things that we need to learn about jellyfish. One of the first facts that you probably yourself is already aware of is that they have no skeleton. They have no backbone, and so when they are in water, they're unable to move horizontally. They can have some movement vertically up and down, but basically horizontally, they cannot control their movement, and they depend on the ocean currents, the tides, and the winds for their movement. They simply go wherever the currents and tides take them. Basically, they drift through life. In addition to having no skeleton, jellyfish have no head, they have no brain, they have no heart, they have no special organs for respiration or excretion. A matter of fact, there's basically very little substance to a jellyfish. Most jellyfish are composed of approximately 98% water. With no brain, with no heart, and with very little substance, the jellyfish has only one defense mechanism, and that's its long, poisonous tentacles. Nearly half of the 200 different species are known to sting. They generally sting other animals, but if humans are in the area and they feel intimidated, jellyfish will defend themselves by stinging. Most of the jellyfish only cause small swelling to humans, but some of them, including the box jelly and the sea wasp, are deadly. Specifically concerning the sea wasp, one of the articles I read stated that some believe that the sea wasp is the deadliest animal on earth with its poisons. Now, the good news is that this type of jellyfish is not native to North America, so we don't need to be worried about it in that sense. But I found it fascinating that an animal with so little substance, with no brain, with nothing, could yet be so deadly. And as I researched and found all these different facts out about the jellyfish, I said, the jellyfish, in a different way, is an excellent portrayal of the world that we live in. From the outside, it looks good, just like the fruit that Adam and Eve ate. The outer beauty of the jellyfish is magnificent. But just like the jellyfish kind of drifts through life and just goes wherever the current takes, so many people in life today do the same. Whatever happens in their life, they just drift along. Their lives tend to be empty and made of little substance, just like the jellyfish. And how many people do you know today, when they feel threatened, what they do is they reach out and attack others, just like the jellyfish? Well, brethren, we are not called to be jellyfish. We are called to be peanut butter fish. And you might say, what is a peanut butter fish? Well, there is no such fish, if you're wondering. But I made up the peanut butter fish because it's the opposite of a jellyfish. A peanut butter fish has a backbone. It doesn't drift through life. It knows where it's going, it has a purpose, and is working daily towards that purpose. A peanut butter fish has a brain to think with, it has a heart to feel with. Peanut butter fish has substance in its life, and instead of reaching out and poisoning or hurting others, instead it reaches out with understanding, with patience, with love, and forgiveness. I'd like to share with you a couple of verses that I thought would tie in well with this subject. The first one is in Romans 12. If you turn to Romans 12, and we'll be reading the second verse of Romans 12. I'll be reading from the New King James Version this afternoon. Paul writes in Romans the 12th chapter in verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world, okay, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God." The jellyfish doesn't do this. The jellyfish is transformed to this world. It conforms to its standards and just drifts along. But brethren, you and I need to transform our mind, to use our mind, and to prove daily what is the good and acceptable will of our God and Jesus Christ. Now, if you'll turn over to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, I'd like to start in verse 13 of Ephesians 4. In Ephesians 4, in verse 13, Paul writes, and I'm breaking it into a thought here, it says, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we shall no longer be children," or I'd like to substitute here, "that we no longer be jellyfish, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind or by every current or wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunningness, craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive. But," in verse 15, "speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ." And let's move down to the end of the chapter in verse 32. I think rather than the jellyfish reaching out and stinging and poisoning others, what we need to be striving to do as peanut butter fish is verse 32. "And to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ also forgave you." I hope that you learned a few things about the jellyfish this afternoon. And in reality, we don't need to be just peanut butter fish, but we actually need to be peanut butter and jellyfish. We need to have the character, the substance, the kindness, and love of the peanut butter fish, but at the same time have the beauty and elegance of a jellyfish.